I think economically in the area, it will bring better jobs to people that haven't experienced that level of pay. And hopefully it does good and that the nation doesn't go off of the surrounding area, like the prices and whatnot. If not, I think that'd be pretty shitty in my book. But I think it would help a lot of people in Ho Chi Minh and especially Broken Bow.
Yeah. I think the resort's gonna do. Wait, is this for Caleb or for me?
No, Caleb just asked this earlier, and I just wrote it down. Yeah, so it's just one of the topics.
I got you. Well, the resort's gonna do well itself in general. I mean, you got people committed to Durant, Pacoa, and McAllister, even though it's not a resort, it's probably one of the biggest single casinos out there that Nation has itself. But it has drawn a lot of jobs and it has drawn a lot of people to the area. Not only tourists, but tribal members as well. I think it's not only beneficial to Broken Bow, but it's also beneficial to our more rural communities like Bettine, Smithville, Tallahena. From what I've seen, that it's almost done. Actually, I've just seen some updated photos on Facebook the other day. It's coming along pretty fast.
I gotta take a look the next time I'm down there.
Yeah. I think that the casino is gonna hurt a lot of the small businesses in the area. Like the cabins itself. I mean, they're still gonna draw in money. I believe that casino is gonna be booked up all year round. Because you got people that's gonna clean your room. Everything's just right there.
You know what? I actually think it's gonna just actually explode to give more. I mean, the cabins are going to be probably more expensive than it is now, but that's what's going to draw more people. Like, it's all just so exclusive, you know, it's not as affordable. And then the resort might be a little bit more affordable, whereas like almost any kind of, you know, traveler can come see it. And, you know, I think, and I'm on the other side, but then again, I haven't lived there in forever. But I do notice that there is so much, you know, gas prices, food. It's really expensive compared to what it is in a bigger town. And, you know, in a smaller town, things are already expensive just to, you know, send it there to do those imports. And so I think that's what's going to hurt the local towns around that area. But for Ho Chi Minh in general, I think that's going to blow up more for a lot more cash flow. The flip side is that I hope within the next couple of years, maybe 3 to 5 years, that there's better developments that would, you know, bring that type of like identity back to the nation, and to have other programs for, you know, tribal members that are there, or trying to make a living, who, you know, live in Broken Bow, who live in Idabel, who live in, you know, Eagletown, and all the smaller towns that are out there, just so they can get a opportunity of an actual like resort experience or like work experience that maybe they can take it elsewhere and maybe get out of that small town area, and just hopefully that will be something in the future. And that's what's kind of already the challenge right now, is trying to get people, you know, to get a higher standard of living. And I feel like even with the last 15 years, things are just crazy there on everything, on a lot of spectrums. But then they love, like, people, Texans and other visitors just admire, you know, how